Well, last night we had a chance to do the preliminary judging for the Audubon County Fair Queen contest here for 2019, and lo and behold, we found the 2018 Audubon County Fair Queen, Rachel Mazinski, with us here today. How are you?
I'm good.
Talk about the experience now that you look back on it a year later. Was it a good experience going through the County Fair Queen competition?
It was amazing. It was nerve-wracking, as the girls are probably now at this supper, but looking back at it, it seems such a long time ago, just because I've been at college for the past year. But being back in the county this summer just kind of reminds me of all the stuff that you represent, so that's good.
Absolutely. The experience was a good one, and it wasn't just a one-night experience with the judges. Being the crown the fair queen, you had some duties to perform. How was that? Did you enjoy all that stuff that you got to do?
I did. Being at the Audubon County Fair, I was able to meet a bunch of exhibitors and hand out their ribbons and watch them show and work so hard on all their exhibits. And then I was in two parades. I was in the T-Bone Parade here in Audubon, and then recently I was in the 4th of July Parade in Exira. And I will actually be helping with the static exhibits next week for this county fair.
Very good. Well, talk about the state fair experience. You got a chance to participate in that. How was it?
It was also amazing. I met a ton of wonderful and talented girls. It's so amazing being around that atmosphere where everybody is so kind. Everybody has the same, not the same personality, but the same expectations and standards, if you know what I mean. But they're all just so outgoing and have all these goals and all, but yet so much accomplished. And anyway, so it was just, but in the end, at the end of that whole state fair experience, it didn't really matter what girl got it. All of us were just so happy. And I remember one of the girls that I spent most of my time with actually got a runner-up, and I was crying, and I was like, I need to stop crying. Everybody's going to think that I'm emotional about not getting it. But I was, like, so happy for her, and it's just, oh, it was wonderful.
Was it a better experience than maybe you anticipated? Were you a little nervous going in?
I was nervous. I was nervous about being around that many girls just because I haven't been before being in a small town, but it was better than I could have ever expected. Everybody was just so, like I said, so kind. So it was good.
Yeah. Was there one or two maybe things that happened during the course of time that really kind of stand out for you? Because, you know, the judging isn't just an on the stage thing. There's a lot that goes on with the state fair queen competition.
Exactly. There is a lot. So I remember there was, in the morning they have these sessions that you can go to. It's kind of to get up, get active, and before you do anything else, to kind of get you loosened up for the day. And so I went to one session. It was karate. So I actually got to break a board, but little did we know that we were still being judged. So they have little secret judges here and there to kind of weigh in on who stands out in who did what. But yeah, when it's better to not know that when you're in there. So it went either way, it went well. Yeah. So
they put you in some situations where they hope you let your guard down a little bit, but not too far.
Exactly.
Well, it's all for fun though too. And you made some friends, I assume, that during the course of that week, it sounds like. Are you still friends with some of those folks?
Yes, I am. One of the girls that I was with, her name's Hannah. She currently goes to Iowa State, and she's from Bremer County. And I have her on Snapchat, so we talk a little bit every once in a while. But yeah, she's definitely going to be a lifelong friend.
Yeah, well, it's good to make friends like that, too, and enjoy. What was your favorite food at the fair? Do you have anything, one or two comfort foods when you go to the fair you've got to have?
Oh, the cookies. Yep, definitely the cookies. And then the cheese curds are always good, too. So.
Now, you were telling me before, the state fair is not foreign to you. You're pretty well used to that. You have spent a lot of time there.
Yes, so my family has camped there since I can remember. And so we have a couple camping spots right next to each other. And so we can stay. And then I always used to walk down. I'd be there for a week straight when I was little and just walking, getting so many steps in. But it's definitely something I'll always remember.
Yeah, well, state fair, it sounds like, is a place that you call home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where do you call home now? What's you've been in college the last year. Where do you go to school?
I went to school in Simpson, and then I'll go there again in the fall.
Okay, and to study?
elementary education.
Okay, is that something you've always wanted to do?
No, I actually, for my college orientation last year, I went and registered for clinical health, and then I changed my mind last second because I teach swimming lessons, and so I emailed my advisor, and he planned all my classes for me and everything, so I didn't have to do anything, but yeah, so I worked out.
So doing swimming lessons with young children made you think, you know what, I kind of like working with kids, and that's kind of where it hit you.
Yeah, and my mom also works at a preschool, so going in there and helping her do whatever she needed to do, and I actually volunteered there because college gets out a little bit earlier than school here, so I was able to go in and help her and learn some things and make mental notes. But
very good. Well, it sounds like you've got a plan put together then. Where do you want to go with that? I mean, do you want to move back close to here or be in a rural area somewhere or a larger community? Because you can teach anywhere, right?
Exactly. I honestly have no idea where I'm going to go. So hopefully I'll come back home for one more summer, and then after that I'll go, and I want to live somewhere maybe for like 3 or 4 years, but eventually I want to come back just because I know that having grandparents far away isn't the most fun thing ever, so I hopefully will come back somewhere around here, or if my parents move, I'll go near that or whatever.
Well, I know it's just, you know, a week and a half or 10 days, whatever, during the summer, but if you've got family that have camping spaces next to each other at the state fair, then you must be pretty close to your family.
Yes, we are very close in the loving aspect, but I have one grandparent that's about 2 hours away, and the other one that is 4 hours away. So it's quite a trip, but it works.
Well, it's great to be able to spend time like that, because, you know, we won't always be here forever, and you like to say that you maximize the time that you had while you had it.
Exactly. Call grandma every single time you can.
Very good. Give these girls that are being judged here now for Audubon County Fair Queens some advice, since you've been through it successfully. What would you tell them?
Be yourself. I mean, any judge will be able to tell if you're faking it or if you're just saying stuff that they want to hear. Just be yourself, relax, and it'll all work out.
Relax. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part.
Exactly. It is easier said than done.
It can be hard anyway. Talk a little bit about what you'll take with you down the road, years from now, the type of rural upbringing that you've had here in a small community, the closeness you've had with family and things. That's stuff that's going to impact you forever.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I wouldn't change where I grew up, because especially with living in a small community, there's people that will come, this community will come together for anything and everything. I mean, if a tragic incident happens, they're boom, everybody's together, we have meals made, there's fundraisers, everything. And just knowing that kind of commitment and just reliability just really just shows, okay, this is important and this can't, I mean, it matters.
Absolutely. Well, we talked about State Fair and your involvement through the Fair Queen contest and the fact that you've been there over and over and over again through the years. Have you shown at State Fair?
I haven't personally, just because I usually have a summer job and my brother shows. So I actually haven't shown. I didn't show for, I think I only showed for like 3 years. And it was more of a, oh, I like cows, I'll show them. But my brother is much more intense and likes to take his time. So he shows at the State Fair.
Younger brother. So he's still showing.
Yes, he is still showing. It will be his last year showing this summer, but he will be a senior next year.
Okay, so you'll get a chance to experience some of that with him.
I will, yes.
Perfect, and that's important. Are you guys close?
Yes, we're very close, actually. But he will go to basic training next summer, so it'll be kind of different without him for one summer, but it'll be okay.
Okay, well, so again, maximize the time that you have when you have it and work hard with that. Very good. Give the young kids some advice, some of the kids who might maybe not necessarily be involved in things like 4-H and FFA yet, or some of the kids that are kind of dabbling in a little bit. Why should they consider being involved in things like that, county fair, local events like that?
Honestly, every experience is a little different. So if you're thinking, oh, maybe next year, no, go for it. Do as much as you can for as long as you can, because after, when it's over, you're not going to regret it.
Yeah, remember when you were a freshman in high school and you thought you had all this time, and now you're a year into college and you look back and it seems like it went by in a blur?
I still feel like a freshman in high school some days, and some other days I feel like I'm 30. So it just kind of, yes, it definitely blows by. It's crazy fast.
Yeah, again, enjoy it while you have it. Well, Rachel, thank you so much. We appreciate how well you've represented Audubon County. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.